Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi taala wabarakatuh. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahirabbil alamin wal aqibatu lil muttaqin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala asyrafil anbiya'i wal mursalin sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabi ajma'in, amma ba'd. فقد قال الله عز وجل فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الكيس من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت والعاجز من اتبع نفسه هواها وتمنى على الله او كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters, alhamdulillah, now we have entered in the new year 2020. Although our Islamic calendar new year starts from the month of Muharram, and our new year is Islamically Muharram first. Nevertheless, because we are so used to with this Gregorian calendar, this solar system, that our all the occasions, events, transactions taking place according to the dates of Gregorian calendar from January to December, and we are so familiar and used to with this system. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Khaliq of solar system. Allah has created the sun, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Khaliq of the moon, and He has created the lunar system as well. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has linked our ibadat with solar system. As we pray five times a day according to the movement of the sun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken an oath of the both creation. وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا. Several ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned. وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا وَالضُحَا وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَى, etc., etc. So Allah is taking oath of sun and Allah is taking oath of moon. So if you think and ponder, our daily prayers, you know, is rotate according to the movement of the sun. Fajr prayer at the dawn, then after Zawal, we pray Zuhal, then Asr, and after sunset, we pray Maghrib, and later on we pray Isha. Likewise, our fasting, the ibadat of fasting during the month of Ramadan, also based on the solar system. We start our fasting from dawn, Subah Sadiq, and we end at the sunset. So, both way. Can you fix it?
Yeah. No, the TV is working, but I don't think the camera's on. They can't see it over there.
I think the camera is on there.
Is it?
Yeah. Check the system.
I did?
Yeah.
No, said there was no signal on it.
I don't know. But this is on. You can see that. It's on over here. If you can fix it, fix it. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us the better system, because there are some places where the sun is not rising for 4 months, and there are some places where sun is not setting for 2 months, only sun and sun 24 hours. So like Norway, Finland, North Pole, South Pole, etc. So if a person is depending on the solar system or this calendar, Gregorian calendar, at that places doesn't work. But if it's based on the lunar system, alhamdulillah, yes, the Qamari system we have, it works everywhere. Even those places where sun is not setting and rising, but moon in a specific time is rising and setting. So people are living on, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is rahmatul lil alamin. His mission, his sharia, his Islam is universal. So even the people living in North Pole or Finland, they still have to follow Islam. They follow the sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How they going to do it if they are based on the solar system? That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us better calendar, which is lunar calendar, and the moon is sighting everywhere in the same time. So we should appreciate it. Nevertheless, my brothers and sisters, the point is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken an oath of the time. As we know, our year has ended and the new year is started. So it is very great nasiha, advice, admonishing for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken an oath. وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Allah is taking the oath of the time that verily insan, human being, is in deception, total deception, total loss. And then he exempted إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, except those who believe in one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Not only believing, not only lip service, but they do practice upon their iman, upon the amal of salihah. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ. And they admonish each other, they advise each other, they encourage each other about good actions, good deeds, and they forbid from the evil. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Whatever hardship, whatever difficulties, trials and tribulations they go through in their life of this world, they make sabr and patience upon it. So successful people, according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and those who are doing the good actions. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Hash has warned us, Ya ayyuhal ladhina, aman taqullah wal tanzur nafsum ma qaddamat lighad. Oh, you believe, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as is supposed to be feared in true terms, in true meaning. And you must look, you must ponder, what are you saving for hereafter? Ghadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, ghadan is tomorrow. It is so close. Qiyamah, the day of judgment is so close, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribes it just like tomorrow. It's going to appear any time. That's why when our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came in this dunya, in one of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has indicated, Ana wassa'a kahatayn. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam indicated his two mubarak fingers, like shahada, index finger and the other finger together. He said, my coming in this dunya and the qiyamah is just close. After, you know, my demise, there is no other nabi. Ana khatimun nabiyyin la nabiyya ba'di. So, this is one of the great signs of the ba'asat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it already happened. And after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, already 15th century passed. So, Qiyamah, we are coming very close, very close. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in several places that you must always prepare for hereafter. One of the hadiths, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, which is narrated by Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He said, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, la taqumu sa'atu hatta yataqarabu az-zamanu fatakunu sanatu kash-shahri wash-shahru kal-jum'ati wa takunu al-jum'atu kal-yawm wa yakunu al-yawma kas-sa'a wa takunu as-sa'atu kad-darmati bin-nar. And this is riwayat in Tirmidhi Sharif. That Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, close meaning is that Qiyamah, the day of judgment, will not appear until a zaman, a time will come very close. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take away the barakah and blessing from the time. There will be no barakah in time. And you will feel that 1 year will look like 1 month. And 1 month will pass like 1 week, Juma to Juma. And 1 week will become like 1 day. And 1 day will become like a sa'ah, like an hour, like a little bit time in which you lighten the lamp. How long it takes to light your lamp? Little bit time. That's how your day will pass. That's how your week will pass. That's how your month and your year will go. And exactly we are in that time that we can see the sign of Rasulullah, this prophecy of Rasulullah, that we feel it like year is passing so fast, look like a month. And month is going so fast, look like 1 week. And week is passing so fast, look like 1 day. 1 week is equivalent to 1 day. So, the wise man is said that what is your life? Your life is hayatuka anfasun, is just breathing. Fakullama mada nafasu mina intakasta lahu juz'an. Whenever you breathe, one part of your life is wasting, is going away from you. Another said, Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala used to say, Ibn Adam, innama anta yamun. What is your life? Logically, your life is made of the days, day and night. That's your life. Fakullama dahaba yamun, dahaba ba'duk. Whenever 1 day pass, 24 hours pass, is one portion of your life is gone, is melted. That's why the wise people give the example of our life is melting. Ice. So every moment that ice is melting and becoming water and is flowing away. Likewise, every moment, every day, every month, every year, our life is getting shorter and shorter and shorter. Such a beautifully he said that Ibn Adam innaka lam tazal fi hadmi umrika munza yawmin waladatka umuk. That the day your mother is gave birth to you, from the very same day, you started countdown. You're going down, you know? Like on New Year, they say 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. No. Likewise, our countdown starts from the same day